Hachette Audio presents Please Miss, a heartbreaking work of staggering penis. Written by Grace Lavery, read by Grace Lavery, Daniel Lavery, and Mark Vitor. For Jane Lavery, the unusual woman who, I believe, gave birth to me. The rankness of bad faith supposes the availability of more direct, honest ways to express need, whereas everyone knows that the only socially credible subject is the stoic, who, whatever his gender, obeys the gag rule incumbent on being a man. D.A. Miller, Place for Us. I have a vacant stare 'cause I'm a robot. I've got hollow lungs, I bet your toes are strong. With soft skin engineered to feel girl-like, I'll stay forever young, yeah. Vanessa Hudgens, Don't Stare Into the Sun, from High School Musical, A Bad Lip Reading. Chapter 1, Juggalo Chicken Drink. My friends, I've solved my penis problem. Or rather, my friend D solved it for me. We were walking together around the marina next to my apartment in Berkeley, and we were talking about our genitals. Most of the time, my penis does very little but flop around enthusiastically, like a miniature windsock man at a showroom for toy cars. Once in a while, it takes a stab at stiffening, gets halfway through, and then gives up. On such occasions, it feels like a coil of fetal spine. There is something disgraceful about the experience. Not merely because that very image, as though I were laying my own miscarried fetus across my hand, is utterly obscene, but more because this atrophied and broken fragment still contains something that I want, something that I want more of. A desire, that is, for a dick, drowned in a bigger desire for its absence, I asked. Yes, I suppose, Deeb responded. We stumbled into a parking lot near to an abandoned Japanese steakhouse. D has no dick, or rather, they have an array of them, various sizes and shapes. A wind blows across the parking lot. It is difficult to historicize. Perhaps this Japanese restaurant opened in the early 2000s, when West Berkeley was being redeveloped, and perhaps they imagined they could tempt the gentrifiers half a mile further outland for teppanyaki and a view of Sausalito. And perhaps people did not want to make the journey, but rather wanted to stay on 4th Street, which was pretty in an entirely Northern Californian way.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?